USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congressional leaders have reached a deal on a COVID relief bill. The package contains nearly $300 billion in new funding for small business loans, a federal unemployment insurance bonus, money for schools, vaccine distribution, and a stimulus direct payment of up to $600. Congress is expected to vote on the bill tonight or Monday. With the second COVID vaccine receiving emergency approval from the FDA, millions more doses of vaccine will be shipped to locations across the country. Dr. Mansif Slawi tells CNN that more shots are on the way as soon as Monday.
We now are clear that we will be shipping 5.9 million doses of the Moderna vaccine and 2 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine on Monday, and that's what will happen. And we are increasing the level of communication with the governors in order to make sure that, you know, there are no mistakes that happen or miscommunication.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
President Trump's re-election campaign has filed a petition with the Supreme Court, asking them to overturn the results of the presidential race in Pennsylvania. The suit asks the court to overturn three lower court decisions regarding challenges to changes that Pennsylvania made to their mail-in voting laws. The Supreme Court refused to hear a similar suit filed by Texas's Attorney General and backed by more than a dozen other state AGs. With many of the top members of the Trump administration receiving or in line to receive a COVID vaccine, when will President Trump roll up his sleeve? The Surgeon General says now's not the right time for him. Dr. Jerome Adams tells CBS's Face the Nation that because of the treatments that President Trump received when he was suffering from COVID, it's recommended that he should wait for a vaccine.
From a scientific point of view, I will remind people that the president has had COVID within the last 90 days. He received the monoclonal antibodies, and that is actually one scenario where we tell people maybe you should hold off on getting the vaccine. Talk to your health provider to find out the right time.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As 2020 comes to an end, restaurants continue to struggle. And if it's not COVID restrictions, snow in places like the East Coast is making for a 1-2 punch. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
In a survey of 6,000 restaurants and 250 businesses who serve the supply chain in late November, the National Restaurant Association Research Group found 87% of full-service restaurants saw a 36% drop in sales during the pandemic. Nearly as many expect it will get even worse in the first quarter of 2021. Jeff Katz, GM and partner at Crown Shy Restaurant in New York City, tells CBSN.
The reality is that there's not that many places holding up. We're estimating that we're going to lose about half of the restaurants in New York City over the course of the next 6 months, and we've already lost almost 200,000 jobs. So it's really not so much how to get through it. It's just how are we going to bring it back up that I think is the question.
The association estimates that more than 110,000 establishments have closed permanently or temporarily nationwide as of the 1st of December.
And the four teams that will battle for a college football national championship have been selected. Number one, Alabama, will meet number four, Notre Dame, in the Rose Bowl game on New Year's Day. That will be played in Arlington, Texas, because of the coronavirus surge in California. In the other semifinal, number two, Clemson, will take on number three, Ohio State, in the Sugar Bowl, also on January 1st. The winners of those two games will square off on January 11th for the national title. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.